The Minister of Health, Alex Egbefia, is leading a delegation to assess the meningitis situation in Bnoahafo and other regions hit by the disease. The PRO of the ministry, Tony Goodman, said the minister's visit seeks to encourage medical staff to do more to control deaths related to meningitis outbreak. Mr. Goodman said logistics and other resources have been sent to the affected regions to help manage the outbreak. He spoke to George Ankra.
This particular disease affects the membrane or the coverage, the cell that covers the brain. And if it tears that part of the brain or the particular cell that covers the brain, it creates some confusion. It creates some feverishness. It creates convulsion. You would have stiff neck, you have back pain. So in children, you would have some, you see convulsion in children, you have their frontal tunnel, the anterior tunnel, the front part of the forehead will be bulging very faster. So that is the behavior and the nature and how it looks like. And one, what we are doing as a ministry really fight is to continue doing what we call public education, is to also advise people to go to us immediately they see any signs or symptoms of this particular disease. As I speak to the Honorable Minister for Health, Honorable Secretary, on his way to Bnoahafo, and then from Bnoahafo, you will go to Bole in the northern region. The minister is going there to also pat the officers there at their backdrop to them and also encourage them. At the end of the day, the minister is going to present medication to this health personnel to be able to continue fighting this meningitis. So these are some of the things we are doing to reduce the spread of this particular disease.
How are you tackling it? A lot of people are dying. Some of us are getting scared now.
I can tell you that our projection as a ministry indicated that we're going to have a lot of cases reported, but because we've heightened education, we have a lot of people who have now become aware of this particular disease. We will not record fatality rate or death as a result. That is a good news. So we would employ our colleagues from the media to continue making a lot of noise, positively educating Ghanaians about a need for us to rush to hospital immediately we see any signs or symptoms, because the test or study has also proven that if you have meningitis or you have any of the symptoms and you rush to hospital and you're given treatment, you'll be saved. So early treatment, early detection is what is saving people, and we want everybody to take this message seriously. We are not in a good time where you can do self-medication, go buy your own drug and take care of yourself, but we want people to go to hospital and help themselves take care of it.
How long are you going to be in the regions?
We'll be here. We'll come back tomorrow because the minister is to brief parliament on Thursday morning in relation to the situation in this region.
Would you say that the ministry is on top of managing the crisis?
Yes, the ministry is on top. As I speak to you now, we've sent resources in terms of financial resources to the region. We've sent medication. We are going to add more. We are doing a lot of public education. You, the media, you're also helping us. So I can tell you we are on top of it.
To what extent are you carrying on education about this disease?
We are using traditional media and we are using the new media. When you go to communities where it's not easy to access radio, we are using the gongong, we are using the community just concept where we have opinion leaders in various homes forming that committee to move from one community to the other, telling people what they should do. When you come to where we have radio, and we are also using the mass media to send messages across to the other target group.